This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
I am super excited to say, live from Denmark, we are going to be talking to our very special guest this morning, Asbjørn. Good morning, Asbjørn, and welcome to Joy 94.9. How are you doing over there in Denmark?
As of beer, which might be strange for you guys. but it's great for me. I just finished a 10-day tour playing 23 shows at schools around the country. So I think I feel like I deserve this a lot.
You definitely do deserve it. And I think one of the reasons we wanted to talk to you, Asbjørn, is that you've got an amazing new song out called Be Human. And the lyrics are just superb. And we'll come at that in a second. But I think your way of engaging with your audience has been superb. So you say you've been going to schools, but you've actually been going like literally into sports halls and big sort of assembly rooms and actually taking your music to the students. What responses have you been getting from the children?
You know, they are pure evil. yeah, I'm playing for, you know, like 12 to 15 year olds. And I mean, they don't know my music, and I'm bringing, you know, I'm bringing my club set up, but it's without all the lights and like all the things that normally makes a show look really, you know, cool or mysterious or whatever. It's so much just about, you know, getting the message out there, creating some kind of dialogue and making sure that, you know, that dialogue actually happens. Because when I went to school, it certainly didn't. So, you know, I'm putting myself out there as like somebody they can either really, really hate or possibly relate to. And I think with the most of the shows, I end up kind of tricking them into relating to me.
Into liking.
possibly.
Sorry about the noise. People are sending me text messages which are pinging through, and they're so excited. Now, let's go back to the song. The song Be Human was written about seeing another artist, and it's got some wonderful lyrics. Just talk us about how you actually wrote the song and got it to where it is, because the lyrics are superb.
Well, I think, you know, it was in the middle of the high point of Me Too. And I think like on top of that, I've always had all of these kind of questions regarding masculinity and how I fit into like those boxes. Yeah. And it came very kind of naturally and quickly on the piano after I watched a show by a Norwegian artist called Ari. And I think some of her like harmonics and some moods were still buzzing in me. And it became this super, super melancholic song, which was more of a question like, can I be human? Can I just be me? Am I allowed to? Can I in this world? And can I define things for myself, or do I have to fit in? Yeah. But then it came to be this kind of anthemic pride anthem in the produced version.
And I think one of the things that's really good is that if you combine the song and the lyrics and what you're doing on the school tours, it must then raise questions about sexuality and gender with the students. So what happens when the music stops and you start the conversation with the audience?
Well, I kind of try to do it a little bit in between, talk to them as well and like tell them some stories, try and like loosen them up a bit, make them laugh, and like, you know, like just using all the tricks. And then, I mean, by the end of the show, I always like ask if they have any questions and tell them that there are no stupid questions. And but like at the way beginning of the tour, there was a kid who asked like, why are you wearing a bikini? Cause I'm wearing this like this weird design thing where I'm showing a bit of skin and stuff, which is great. Cause then I can say like, hey, a lot of people worry about or like wonder why I'm wearing this bikini. So, you know, you can ask me anything.
About your sexuality then? That's the obvious question, I guess, coming from a teenager.
Yeah, they do. And yeah, a lot of them will just ask, are you gay? And I mean, I think it's pretty obvious from my lyrics, but for them, it might just be the most important question of all. Because if you haven't met a gay person ever, you know, of course you need to get that question answered. And then it might not be as scary anymore. And I think that's like the primary goal of this tour has been just to make things a little less scary. Because, you know, I believe that the things that we are scared of are the things we don't know about.
And I'm sure there are, you know, even if you touch the heart of one or two children, you know, someone there wants to ask those questions, or they want to know there's someone else like them who they just haven't met yet. And I think, yeah, you're taking out such a strong learning to those that, to, you know, it's okay to be you. And I think that's the most phenomenal part of this program, as Bjorn. I think it's amazing. I'm going to take you on. You've produced an amazing trilogy of songs and videos, Boyology, of which Be Human is the third part. Just talk us about that process as well, and what the other two songs are like, and what do they mean as a group together?
I mean, the whole album is called Boyology, and, you know, it's a continuation of that reflection about what it means to be a boy or a girl, or, you know, what kind of things we define ourselves. And I think, you know, speaking of going from a boy to a man, which I guess I maybe have done already, I guess I am a man now, even though I don't always feel like it. And, you know, there's the story of, you know, the ancient story of the rites of passage that I'm very fascinated by. I think we go through so many rites of passages throughout our lives. And this trilogy is very much built on the pillars of rites of passage, the separation, the liminality, and the incorporation, where Be Human is kind of where we reach some kind of plateau where at least I feel comfortable for a while. And then, you know, most likely in a couple of years, it's going to be fucked up again, and I'll have stuff to write another album about.
Well, that's what life is about. It gives you the experiences which you have to try and commit down into lyrics or a song. And I think your lyric writing is second to none. So I think you're nailing that one. Just talk about your influences as well, Bjorn, because you have a wonderful style in terms of trying to convey a narrative with some great music there. So just talk us about who influences you as an artist, and what comes first? We always ask, you know, is it the music, is it the words, they come together? Just talk us through your process.
Mostly the lyrics come first these days. I think for this album particularly, it's been very important kind of to, you know, to describe that particular journey. And I've written a lot of like diary entries, and a lot of those pages have become songs. And then I guess I've always had the tendency when making music to kind of overcrowd things and experiment a lot, because I come from like a lot of world music and jazz and electronic music. And like I had a lot of influences in my teens particularly, but growing up it was always pop music, and I've always been so fascinated with pop culture and how that has the power to define so many things and to change people's lives in a way they don't necessarily even notice. So the way I produce now is an attempt to like dial it back a little bit, and try and like make it unnaturally pop for what I'm actually used to making, I guess.
So the reason I was trying to get you some influences out of you, there's, I am a massive, I've got a, confess it, a massive ABBA fan, and ABBA being another Scandinavian band have the most amazing will to tell, you know, on instances quite a sad and distressing story with a music that seems to smile and make you think you're something else. And so you've got the music, which is very uplifting, which I think is what you have in some of your great riffs and stuff, and then what you've got is actually a narrative and lyrics that's a lot more serious and in some cases dark or sad or meaningful. And you have this wonderful dichotomy, these two worlds colliding to bring together a piece of performance that is just, you know, a wonderful vision of those two things blurred together.
No, definitely. I mean, you know, I think you're hitting something completely right there, because I don't think I could talk about these things if I didn't have Buddy as well, if I didn't dance to it, if I couldn't kind of use some kind of physical power and to get that message across. Because I think it would be too vulnerable. So yeah, I need my buddy in the music.
So the school tour is coming to an end fairly soon. What's next for Asbjorn?
You know what? I think I'm gonna isolate myself in a summer house for a couple of weeks and just like trying to write a bit, and also prepare a lot for the upcoming album. It's coming January 28th, and we're doing this huge pre-album concert / festival in Berlin in December, which I'm so excited for. So I'm going to definitely get into preparing that show.
We're going to have to try and set something up again so we can actually talk to you from Berlin, perhaps. And then maybe again, we'll do something in January when we get the album launched. I
would love to.
If you haven't been on the iPad or the PC or the phone this morning and looked up Asbjørn, jump on to Asbjørn. Just tell them what your Instagram account is so they can jump on and see you.
Sure. You can find me anywhere. It's Asbjørn Music.
Just Google Asbjørn, and you'll certainly be able to see exactly the type of work Asbjørn's been doing and get to listen to the music. It's been so, so great talking to you this morning. I wish you every success. You're an amazing singer, and I think your songwriting is just, as I say, of the moment and has got so much reflection for a lot of young people out there. Australia wishes you well, Asbjørn. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.